Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city, the way he ought to be is a doggone pity.
Welcome back, 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Tom Marco is our guest. Tom, iBank.com, is that the best site to send them to?
That's the best site, Jim. iBank, iBank.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. And you're helping small business owners get the capital they need all over the every day, aren't you, there at iBank?
Well, yeah, this is really a labor of love and a ministry for me. I have really, this is my 13th company, and all the issues in my companies have always been trying to find money. And Jim, the holistic life of a business is all the lifeblood is money. And how do you find it? How do you partner up with the right people that have it? And then once you have it, of course, there's your problems just begin. You think you solve your problems, but
right.
I would say that the sleepless nights start, because you have now a responsibility to pay that back or to make a return on it. And so you got to hire people, you got to manufacture, you've got legal documents, you've got accounting you have to do, you have risk management, which is now life insurance or property and casualty insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole holistic approach to money really begins, and that's when you go to iBank. You say, okay, well, gee, first find the money, and then after you find the money, we got lawyers, accountants, insurance agents.
Is there a place in when you're if you walked into a bank today? Now, when you walked into that bank, what was it, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, that you
40 years ago
that you walked into that bank? If you walked into a bank today with $500,000 worth of business, you probably could walk out if you weren't an illegal alien or a convicted felon, you could probably find a bank to help you with today, couldn't you? What do you think?
I doubt it.
Really?
Purchase order financing has a lot of risk to it. In other words, even though you have the purchase order, what if you don't manufacture the product at the right cost?
Right.
Right, so, what if you don't even get the manufacturing?
You don't think a bank would look at you and say, okay, he's got these orders. I mean, if I were your banker, I'd say, okay, you got these orders, but what are you going to do with the next round? I mean, surely you'd come to them and say, okay, I've got these orders, and this will lead to more orders. I'm building a factory, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think?
Yeah, they're going to ask, there's going to be a serious business plan. I mean, it'd be different if I had these orders and I was already manufacturing something.
Right,
that might
right.
be a little different, but I mean, if I didn't have anything, I pulled up in a jalopy, barely, I had to lean it against the curb. And the guy looks at me, and I had a suit that the pants didn't match the shirt. And, it was just a startup, and I had the orders, so he ended up, it was an investor deal I had
right.
to go to.
Yeah.
Because we still had to create a factory, get rental
but
documents
main
on
thing,
a piece of land.
The main thing is none of this would have happened had you not found a demand for your product. And that's what bothers me about people today who have these startups, and they go looking for investors before they go looking for customers. And I think that's a mistake. What do you think?
I completely agree. My son Tommy, who you know,
yep.
He started the Orange County Brew Company, and I said the first thing you need to do is go make your brew. I don't care if you make it in your garage or the kitchen. Get it out to a couple parties and see if the brewmaster was good enough at his brew to get
yeah.
people to like more and more of it. And so he says, "Oh my God, Dad," he says, "we did 5 gallons here, and we did another 10 gallons, and we're making it in our garage." And he says, "The kids like the Oktoberfest version." And I said, "All right, now you have a business. I mean, now you have people that like the product.
Mm-hmm.
You had to kind of hoodwink it and make it work a little bit to do that, but." Now he's got a guy to put up $50,000 just buying these these bins that make beer.
Right.
And now they got to go find a location. But he proved that people liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've seen so many people do the opposite and they fail because
they fail.
And of course these days it's not easy. It's not like it was 10, 12, 15 years ago. Well, you can go find, I mean, there are angel investors out there who you can find, like you had your angel investor, but they're a little more, they have a little more jaundiced eye today with their money than they did 20 years ago, don't they?
Oh, yeah, if you can find a partner that not only puts in the capital but has what you're missing in your organization. If it's manufacturing you're missing, then you have to partner up with somebody that's in right. manufacturing in that area. My second venture, we sold the 500,000 pairs, Jim, and, mm-hmm. and we closed the company down. That was the fad part. It lasted 18 mm-hmm. months, 24 months. We sold all of our product. It was a feeding frenzy. What happened in the 18 months, I mean, business literally went to about zero, and luckily we'd sold out our product.
Right.
But what the market was looking for over the next 18 months was a redesign, research and development on what would later become the inline roller skate.
Which comes back to what I've said many times, Tom, and that is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, roller skates, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And cause, right? Because the fad changes to the reality. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. iBank.com, folks. Check it out there where Tom Markle hangs out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.